Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. Here at ESC Insight, we like to consider what the Eurovision Song Contest tells us about our society. Everything happening in the news today tells us that our society is racist and does not value black lives. What we've been asked to do is to look at ourselves and try to rebuild our ways of thinking to reject the white supremacist society we've lived in. It's going to be hard, we're going to make mistakes along the way, and it's going to mean that you are going to receive new information and be asked to change your mind. Even though one of the things that we like to do here at Insight is to host a wide variety of voices, we are painfully aware that we're an entirely white group. We have no black regular contributors and no black Eurofans have been invited for Castaways. Clearly, that's not acceptable. Perhaps some of you noticed that this was the case, and perhaps that's not even the kind of thing that you think about. Part of the work that white people are being asked to do is notice if your media only contains white people and their views, and then demand change. This podcast, this site, can only work if it is part of the community, and if it reflects the full diversity of the community. So I want to encourage you to join the team if you do not already hear your voice here. We are 100% ready to move over and give you the platform. We're big enough and established enough to make sure your voice really gets heard. We're also well supported enough to be able to make payment for contributions. We have a track record of hosting articles that make people think more deeply about the contest, and you've got my full support as editor to say what you want to say. We like to think about our little song contest as a force for good and for unity. Well, here's your chance. Every white person hearing this can now make the choice to learn, to listen, and to be better in the future. It will make a difference, I promise you. And again, I'd like to reiterate that ESC Insight is always looking for new voices. If you want to join the team, we're ready to pass the microphone. It's your fandom, it's your community, it's your contest. And now the Eurovision news from the last fortnight. Starting off with the big ticket items. Israel's public broadcaster Kan has published a three-part documentary on the staging of the Eurovision Song Contest in 2019. It starts from Netta's victory with Toy to handing over the trophy to Duncan Lords following Arcade's victory. The three parts are up on YouTube with English subtitles. Links will be in the show notes back at ESEinsight.com. The Netflix Eurovision movie, The Story of Fire Saga, now has a release date, and it's June the 26th here in the United Kingdom. Ahead of that, the Icelandic song has been released to streaming platforms, and there's video up on YouTube for Volcano Man. And you can play Spot Which Elements Come From Which Eurovision Moment quite happily. Eurovision again. The community project there continues to top the Saturday night Twitter trending charts and has been making national news across Europe as former singers win Eurovision again, with notable coverage in Turkey, with Sertab winning the contest again, and Carola twice, who surely now has the triple in her sights if ever the 1983 contest pops up. Thanks also have to be made to the EBU for coordinating discussions with member broadcasters who hold the rights to some of the earlier contests that have been part of Eurovision again. And many of those shows are restorations. Take Brighton 1974, which is a key show in Eurovision history, with ABBA's victory and the Wombles as the interval act. The Eurovision again debut was the cleanest possible because it used multiple sources, multiple clips from different broadcasters, all assembled by the Eurovision.tv team. Into one show, the best it has possibly looked. It also reintroduced a new word to the Eurovision community. Allora. No major news from Junior Eurovision, but the official website has taken a good look back at the 2019 performers to find out what their careers have been doing in the last 6 months. It's good reading there. In terms of Eurovision 2021, we're still sitting with 18 of the class of 2020 carrying over to represent their countries in the 2021 contest. We now have 26 confirmed broadcasters, but no doubt that will come back up to the 40 given time. One act who we won't see again is Sandro. The Cypriot broadcaster CYBC has confirmed that it will be looking for a new act for the show next year. A couple of bits of things from Sweden as well. Sveriges Radio's P4 Nästa is continuing over the summer. It's a contest to find new music and artists. When you get to the grand final, which is going to be in September the 12th, then one of the acts who are in that final will be given a wild card through to the final 28 of Melody Festivalen and into one of the semi-finals. Although they will need a new song because the heats are going on now for P4 Nästa, which means that they're... all the songs have debuted before the September the 1st cut-off date for the contest in 2021. Also worth noting, a rule change for Melody Festival in 2022, any songwriting team must now include at least one female songwriter. Okay, what else have we got for your listening and reading pleasure? Well, Ellie Chalkley's look back at Finland's UMK and the power of appearing in a national final if you're an artist is up on the podcast. It aired last week. You can listen to it again on the website as well, escinsight.com. Let's see what else. Castaways and Jukebox Jury are airing on the podcast radio every Saturday in DAB on London, now in Manchester, and online at thepodcastradio.co.uk. We also have a series of shows debuting on Radio 6 International at the end of the month, where we'll be showcasing the acts from 2020 who are being carried forward into 2021. You'll be able to listen to them again at europesheartbeat.com, and we will put notices up on Twitter for the first airing at radio6.com. Finally, in the whole listen again thing, Reddit Eurovision Talk Radio, which we've been producing for the Eurovision subreddit. You can listen again to the shows that we had during April and May at mixcloud.com/Reddit Eurovision, and we'll be having debate talk shows where you can call in running every month. What else? Eurovision again is going to be running weekly through June. Rob Holly and his team there with the year reveal at 7:45 on the Saturday night UK time, with the show starting at 8 p.m. Sunday the 16th of August, submission date for Norway's MGP will close. Tuesday 1st of September, the aforementioned deadline day, and Saturday the 5th of September for Sweden's P4 Nästa final, and a chance to hear one of the acts that will be popping up in Melody Festival in 2021. There we go. Thanks for listening. You get more details, show notes, and leave your comments, everything at escinsight.com. And if you want to join the team, if you want to have your voice heard, if you want to get in touch with us, admin@escinsight.com. So for now, stay safe, be kind, ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence and written by Ewan Spence and Ellie Chalkley. More at www.escinsight.com.